This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Monday, the 24th of May. Today is National Safe Sun Day. Safe Sun Week, actually, observed annually the week before Memorial Day. So there's big doings there. Everybody, so are we going anywhere? Ladies, this week, are we going, Jennifer, on a trip? Victoria, Jay, anybody going anywhere?
No, not for Memorial Day weekend. Probably maybe the beach, but I live at the beach, so I might walk outside.
Out the door. Yeah. Go right to the beach. There we go. Yeah, what about you, Jay? There are lots of beaches down in Nashville, right? Are there actually any beaches in Nashville?
No, it's hot. I'm an indoor cat. This is the time of year where I'm just miserable the second I step outside, so
really?
It's better for everybody around me if I stay indoors.
Aha. We can go shopping. I noticed that first reports are sort of already into the post-pandemic season. Target, Macy's, Home Depot all say they have reported stronger earnings this past quarter than they've had for years.
People
supermarkets.
I was just thinking that people need to update their wardrobes. Nothing fits anyone anymore.
I've been at Home Depot a couple times, and oh my gosh, the line's out the door. The garden center is buzzing, and just in general. And it's not there are some contractors there, but regular, you know, non-contracting people like me wandering around Home Depot, it's crazy how many people are there.
So when you're wandering around Home Depot, what are you actually looking for? Do you go in to shop, or do you go to get something? There's a difference.
No, I don't browse at Home Depot.
Just go into a Home Depot and shop? I know you go to Target.
Thank God,
because
then
shop.
We couldn't be friends anymore. If you went to Home Depot to browse.
Yeah, right? That would be very weird. No,
yeah,
I go with a very strict purpose. Like, I just painted my bathroom, so yeah. I went in, paint samples, you know, the whole thing, painted the samples, went back, got the gallon.
Why don't you go to the local hardware store instead of Home Depot?
Because there is no local hardware store around here.
See? Thank you. You see, that's what's happened.
Ace Hardware is literally considered the local hardware store.
Ace. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who has two hardware stores, and I stay as far away from Home Depot as long as I can get what I need from this guy. Prices are the same. You get service when you walk into the place. Somebody's there to help you.
I've actually found at Home Depot, and I know that this is ageist, but I'm treating it exactly the same way as the post office. You know I'm terrified of the post office. So I always find the oldest person in the post office for help because they know how everything works. Same thing at Home Depot. I find the oldest man or woman working there, and then they're the ones who are always the most helpful. They know what's in every aisle, and I say I need to get this thing.
So can you see me working in a Home Depot?
Yeah. You would be the greeter.
Definitely.
You would be the one. You would be the information booth guy. Like, of course.
They have to keep
him
away from
that.
The microphone.
Oh, my God.
Messages.
Yeah. Of course. You would go viral if you worked at Home Depot.
Really?
Yes.
You'd be a good podcast.
You'd be like the equivalent, the viral equivalent of the dancing UPS guy. That would be you.
Mm-hmm. Really? All right. So let's see what the quote of the day is. Don Lemon says, I'm not a political person, I'm a journalist, but we need to get rid of the GOP. This guy is such a bag of hot air. I'm like, it fits that he's at CNN, where the hot air, the only one on CNN that's worth his salt is Wolf Blitzer. The rest of them are all crap slingers, as far as I'm concerned. And the biggest of them is Lemon and Jay, what's his face? Jake Tapper.
Tapper.
Yeah. What a bunch of baloney. All right, so let's see here. What do we have going on in terms of the infrastructure proposal? We're now going to only fix every other bridge, Jennifer. Is that what's going on here? Instead of fixing every bridge, let's fix every other bridge or every other roadway.
It's not every other bridge. It's actually getting to the bridges, right? I mean, part of the infrastructure package is
child care, health care, all of these cares that don't really have anything to do with traditional infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Right. So Republicans have said all along, we'll work with Democrats on infrastructure. In fact, they said it when Trump was president, but we want it to be about real stuff. The roads, the bridges, the airports, the train, you know, railways, train stations, that kind of stuff. And whether or not they'll meet in the middle, I don't know. Biden says he's willing to act alone. But he also offered a $1.7 trillion plan this week, down from $2.25, to try to indicate he's willing to work with Republicans. But a lot of the programs are still in there, so Republicans are not sure that that's enough for them. In any case, Biden said he wanted to have this done by Memorial Day, so the clock is ticking, I guess, to see if they can come to a deal.
I like this picture. Here's Kamala Harris, who shakes hand. Did you see this?
They made such a big deal. I watched that video like a million times. I don't know. But the reason they made a big deal is because if Trump did it, you know what they would say. Trump's racist. He doesn't like the Asians. They'd make a big deal about it.
Well, they're making a big deal about her.
A story.
Yeah.
Because Twitter pointed out the hypocrisy. Right. If you didn't see it, she shook hands with the
$3 bill.
With the leader of South Korea. She shakes hands and she kind of like wipes her hand off
her
jacket.
But she doesn't really, though. That's the thing. She kind of puts her hands awkwardly back on her jacket. Like, that's the thing. I watched it a million times. I'm like, is she really wiping her hand? And she's not. It's just, I don't know.
It kind of looks
like
it.
All right. I think this is worth repeating. We were talking about this earlier, that Dr. Fauci says now that we ought to investigate what happened in China. Let's see if really the COVID-19 virus started in the lab. I think he's right on it, don't you think, ladies?
He basically said, and we've all been saying this for a while, he basically said that, you know, what a lot of people are thinking, that quote-unquote independent, investigation came back saying that it wasn't created in the lab, it was created naturally, it looks like all the other coronaviruses that we've ever had, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know what made him change his mind. I haven't heard him say either way in the past.
The pressure. Over the last couple of weeks. He did testimony in front of a Senate hearing, and Rand Paul, who is someone who pushes at him, said, we know that you've been funding gain-of-function research, and apparently now there's evidence that's out that indicates he was. And so now he's kind of going, well, maybe we should look into whether or not this leaked out. And if you look at the Wall Street Journal today, and this is really interesting, the Wall Street Journal's top headline today is that the staff at the Wuhan lab that everybody's looking at went to the hospital. They were all sick in November before the report of the escape of this virus. So you think that's by coincidence?
Shocking.
Well, that's the thing. You know, that's the thing. Like our family friend who's a virologist who has worked on SARS, worked on a special commission with Fauci, he said that 2019 Thanksgiving dinner, he was sitting at the table with his family reading a report at Thanksgiving 2019 about a virus that came out of Wuhan. So he's not the only one who knew about this. He said in the scientific community,
Everybody knew.
But yet it didn't. And I know, people can say, oh, well, whatever,
The Republicans are too busy fighting with the Democrats, let's make that the headline.
The information was there, and it was ignored. It was ignored.
Let me tell you
the American
story.
Government knew.
I want to move off of this for a moment, if we can. I want to take you to Burlington, Vermont. My younger sister's
Very
daughter lives in Burlington. Well, it's not so much anymore, apparently. I found out her name is Devin. She's got a new baby, a year old. Great. She's a wonderful kid. I love both my nieces from my younger sister. Fabulous kids. So anyway, she lives in Burlington. She and her husband are researchers for some, I don't know. She's a researcher for an insurance company. He's a researcher in some kind of computer firm. At any rate, they've lived in the same neighborhood for the past 4 or 5 years pretty much in downtown Burlington. Now, you think of Burlington, you think of Vermont, quiet place, very peaceful, beautiful ambiance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they decided 4 months ago they'd had it with being in Burlington. They selling their house, and they moved out of town about 20 miles. And the reason that they moved is because in the neighborhood, they lived, as I said, right downtown. The neighborhood became inundated with young black kids who came into the neighborhood. They would They would steal tires off of cars. They would intimidate people. They'd sit on the roof of your car, and they'd taunt people. And so I said to Devin, why didn't you call the police? She said, in the climate that we've been in this past year, you'd call the police to get some black kids off of cars in your neighborhood or get them out of the neighborhood? You think that's a smart move? She calls me Uncle Dougie. And I said, well, if it was me, I would do it. I don't want these. Why would you want to live in a neighborhood like that? She said, everybody in the neighborhood is scared silly to call and report to the police anything like this because of apparently four or five things that happened in the neighborhood after the police were called, and they'd run the kids out, and then the kids would come back again, and they'd do more damage, or they'd threaten people. She lived in a sort of mixed neighborhood anyway, age-wise and race-wise, and they'd intimidate the neighborhood, so the people there are just scared. But because of the situation with Black Lives Matter this summer, nobody dared call the police on these thugs. And she said, I gave up. We're leaving. We moved out. Then they went to another town. I didn't know they were moving until she told me the story yesterday. But how much of this stuff is going on?
So she was afraid to call the police, because I have a lot of friends who are afraid to call the police because they don't want someone to end up shot or dead.
Well,
and that just happened in my brother and sister-in-law's neighborhood, and my sister-in-law
called
the police.
Well, they didn't want to call them because they didn't want the black kids to be roughing them up, rough up the people who live in the neighborhood, which they did, apparently, after the police were called.
I don't know. It's,
so how is it that how are we going to deal with this across our country? Both of the circumstances you're describing, whether the police shoot the black guys or whether the black people are intimidating white people in certain neighborhoods, how do we fix that? I think that's the
question. Well, that's
question.
Been going
maybe
on forever.
Stop
that's
the division.
Really,
how about
right.
LM?
How about
I mean,
not
to drive
language
people out of
that
a neighborhood?
Stokes.
Go yeah, ahead, but think then. About the language. We're stoking division in this country. That's what we
yeah.
do with all this junk. And everybody thinks that it's such progressive talk, but it just separates people more.
And
well,
I
mean, ignoring the problem, but ignoring the problem.
Not ignoring the problem,
but
how about
this? No, but you've got to deal with it. Go ahead, Jennifer.
How about putting an emphasis on equality instead of this ridiculous idea of equity? I mean, I don't know.
Equity's
it
not
seems
ridiculous.
To me,
that's not a ridiculous idea.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It's so needed.
In this country, equity holds people down.
It doesn't incentivize. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look at the way.
It
well, but you're being dismissive of that. That's the actual. When you look at the people who look at the jobs, you can't find people who have who are able to work because they don't want to because they've been given money for doing nothing, and that has created a huge chasm and resentment in the world of work where people couldn't get a hold of some of this money for whatever the reason, and you know now. They see people getting money for doing nothing, and they want to do the same thing. So where does that take us? 19 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wow, listen to that. 23 after the hour here on the DJV program, the official radio program of the United States. How's that? Pretty good, huh? We are now America's official radio program. All the rest of them are unofficial, so don't waste your time. We're on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find us live next Monday, for example, on Memorial Day. So we've got the corner on knowledge, corner on talent, the corner on, now that Limbaugh's gone, right? That whole bit is, that's open for, you know, Dan Bongino. He doesn't have brain power on loan from God. He's got a tattoo. I think that's about it. Okay. Anyway, enough of that stuff. How about we get to what's going on with the yearbook? Here's yearbook part two, that Florida high school, Bartram Trail High School we were talking about before, is a postscript to that story, which we'll hear right after this.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Bum-bitty-bum-bitty-bum. Okay, Jay Kirshner is the star of the show here when it comes to trending things. So you want to fill people in on this high school edit that was going on in the yearbook, and then what the latest is. This is sort of the follow-up story to what we were talking about earlier, and I'm going to start laughing because it's so ridiculous, so... Save me for myself.
It really is. Yeah, Florida High School is kind of, you know, getting
Bartram
in trouble.
Bartram Trail High School in St. Johns County.
They edited a bunch of female photos, and parents are demanding refunds. They can get their refund under the condition that they return the yearbook. So if you want your refund, you have to turn in the yearbook.
So you get no yearbook. Or you get a picture that you don't like. That has been photoshopped.
Exactly. And I mean, these photoshops are so bad. So bad.
Parents are going to have to... I mean, if parents are paying $100 to get a yearbook for their kids, that's ridiculous. Parents, I'm sure, are going to be calling up the principal and letting them know how they feel about this. Because this is just an outrage.
And it wasn't just a handful. I mean, we are talking upwards of 80 photos. 80 photos of females. None of the male photos.
Some principal didn't like the way that I'm looking at the pictures of one young lady who is hardly offensive, even by my standards, are a little probably crinklier than your standards, ladies. And I see nothing wrong. I mean, and you're right. The stuff that was put in the place of this young lady's picture is messy. It's embarrassing. The guy should be fired who was responsible for this nonsense.
Yeah, it was the yearbook coordinator who made the call to do the cover-ups. And there was one photo where it wasn't even just a little bit of a cover. It was like even her collarbone, the young woman's collarbone, was completely removed. It's like, really? We're at that point that something's wrong with a prominent collarbone?
Prudism lives supreme here, reigns supreme. All right,
meanwhile, the boys in Speedos are plastered all over the yearbook.
Yum, yum. Okay, Eurovision... We were talking about the broadcast and who won the prizes there. Apparently, there's a big to-do after the fact of using drugs during the program. Is that what we're talking about? Cocaine? What are we talking about here?
During the live broadcast, there was something that looked a little suspect. One of the members of the winning band leans down to a table, looks like they're doing a bump of coke. And even in that little brief clip, the band member next to this guy is seen, like, he almost nudges, like, knock it off. And the guy in question says that it's not what it looked like. So, you know, they're going to have to do some follow-up.
Exactly. It's never what it looked like. All right, next half hour, we've got some cooking news and food news, among other things, here on the DJV program. 28 and a half, half of the hour now.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Democrats are offering no candidate if Governor Gavin Newsom is voted out of office in his upcoming bipartisan recall election. Embattled Newsom is facing backlash to his hypocritical leadership. He's facing California's first recall in nearly two decades. A man has been arrested after calling a Maryland police department and threatening to kill police. The suspect showed up and attempted to run over several cops, then crashed his car through the station's lobby. The incident occurred around 9:30 p.m. Eastern in Havre de Grace, Maryland. That's about 40 miles northeast of Baltimore. 24-year-old Timothy Call is the suspect involved. Officers report that they were able to tase Call and arrest him. A mountaintop cable car plunged to the ground in northern Italy on Sunday, killing at least 9 people and sending 2 children to the hospital. 15 were on the lift. The cable car landed near Lake Maggiore. At that location, the cables of the ski lift were particularly high off the ground. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This day in history, Flash, 1974, the David Frost President Nixon interview takes place, where Nixon said the president is within his rights to order phone tapping and burglaries if it's in the interest of public safety. Years later, Sir David Frost on WNBC talks about what happened behind the scenes between Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and President Nixon.
They had to stay loyal to each other because they each had the goods on each other, obviously, in that sense. But they both did want to get the credit for the good stuff and try and somehow pass the bad stuff over to the other one, so that you had this funny situation of that with Nixon did take exactly the line that Henry mentioned there. He did take the line that, you know, that Henry, of course, he was brilliant and brilliant intellectual and so on. But like all intellectuals, he was, you know, could be unreliable and all that sort of thing. So he could get his point in that way without directly attacking Kissinger. And then Henry, in his case, took the line more of saying, oh yes, Richard Nixon was a wonderful president because he was such a good delegator, and he delegated all the difficult things, of course, to me, you know, so that they were both going for the prize without alienating.
Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour now on the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner now to travel through the important annals of today and this week. I was mentioning earlier, it's National Safe Sun Week. As you get ready to go out, join the 37 million other people that be driving around here and there. Weather looks like it's pretty good. Actually, warmed up here, where I am in Massachusetts, was in the 80s over the weekend, near 90. It's supposed to be near 90 later this week, in the 70s now. What's it like, how's the weather been down by the beach in New Jersey?
Oh, this past weekend was a great beach weekend. Saturday, it hit 91, yeah. And then Sunday was kind of overcast, but it was still in the mid-80s. So, as you can imagine, the beaches were pretty packed.
And down where you are, Jay, There's certainly a lot of humidity.
Yeah,
where do people
say
they go in the mountains,
it.
Though? They don't think they go to the mountains when you want to cool off. Don't you go to the mountains?
Yeah, mountains, lakes, stay inside with AC. It was in the 90s, and it's so heavy and muggy. If I step outside and all of a sudden I'm super wet, and it's like, is this sweat or condensation in the air?
Yeah, ooh. Right. All right, so anyway, sun exposure. Something to keep in your mind. I've told you the story of my younger sister, who has just gone through almost 2 months of radiation. She has been a Sun person all of her life. She always, they have a place down in Martha's Vineyard, but she's always been a sort of one of those Sun bunnies, goes out and just sits in the sun. Never did what Trump did, spray with the orange or go in the tanning bed. A lot of people did that. But anyway, she developed a lump on her face, and she thought it was just, you know, something that was sometimes your pores, you know, whenever you go to get a facial and the esthetician pushes all the gunk out of your skin. You've had that, ladies, right?
Yeah, the
oils,
extractions.
Yeah, yeah, right. So she thought that's what it was, but they couldn't get it out. And so she went to see a dermatologist. Dermatologist looked at it and said, this is kind of suspicious. And so they did a biopsy of it and turned out to be a very, very rare form of cancer. Only 2,000 people a year develop this rare skin cancer. And it's very dangerous and it moves very fast. And so over the past, since the beginning of the year, I think she found out late January. So she went through a number of treatments, operations on her face, in her mouth, on her lymph nodes, just basically carved up her face. And then she's been through radiation. The reason I'm telling you this is because that kind of sun exposure, and even she used a lot of those, what are they, the SPF things,
mm-hmm.
sunscreen. And
which you don't use any.
I don't use any, never have.
Right. So when's the last time you had a dermatologist give you a full body check for moles and stuff?
I have no moles. I have none of those.
Moles, the brown and black moles are not even the ones that you need to worry about. It's anything that you can't see. It's usually white or a little bit red. Those are the ones that are melanoma. So
yeah.
People who say I have no moles, that's not a reason to not go to the dermatologist.
Well, thank you, Dr. Victoria.
Well, you know, I mean, come on. You go to the doctor for everything else, but you don't take care of your skin.
I do take care. I think my skin looks... I use the usual creams
I'm talking about... It doesn't matter. You do not get a skin check, and that could be very dangerous.
Okay.
You go to every doctor on the planet, including ones that are not on this planet, and you get all kinds of stuff done, and you never take care... You never pay attention to what could potentially be on your skin when you're on a tractor 365.
Okay, so I'll do my best now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little brown spot. I'm told that it's an aging spot on my arm, my left arm. So maybe I'll have that checked out just to see what's what, okay? Sun damage.
I can't believe your sister, after seeing all of what she's gone through, I'm surprised she hasn't said, you know, Doug, have you gone to the dermatologist?
She calls me Dudley, but actually, she calls me is her brother. That's how she refers to me, my brother. Anyway.
So I'm surprised she hasn't said, my brother, have you been to the dermatologist? Because you're squirreling away from this.
I'm not squirreling away from it. I just haven't had the problem. I used to see a dermatologist all the time because when I was a kid, I had a lot of acne on my face. And that causes the pores to get plugged up. And so the reason I know about getting facials, and as I expressed just a minute ago, get all that stuff, the oils squeezed out of your skin when you have a facial, is because sometimes those can plug up and they can cause a problem in and of themselves. So skin cancer, which is something you look out for as we go out into the sun, and as Victoria's chastising me for not having had myself checked out. All right, so I figure if it's going to bother me, if I see something or have an itch or something.
Melanoma is called the silent killer for a reason.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This is good because you're saying a lot of things that a lot of especially men say. And
and
if they don't have someone in their lives to push them to go to a dermatologist, you would be amazed. Most of the cancers that get removed from people are in their scalp or on the back of their ears, or for men who drive a lot, like the left arm, left side of their face, and it's all stuff you can't see. So, yeah. It's a good PSA. It's sun awareness.
Jay, have you got anything to say? You want to add to this? You want to go after your father? Does he take care of his skin?
We all get checked yearly. We have our annual checks. I myself, I'm very fair skinned. I have a lot of freckles, and it's too hard for me to keep count of everything. But plus, to add to what Victoria was saying, the scalp is a big culprit of where a lot of this stuff.
Well, one of the things I've insisted on over the years, my tractors all have canopies on them. So when we're out in the field in the summertime, there's a canopy that's over, so we don't get the sun directly.
Do you have
lines.
A sunroof in your car?
I have, well, I don't drive the car that much, but it has a sunroof. I also, but the trucks don't have sunroofs.
I'm just saying, you'd be amazed at how much, you know, even if you think you're covered, you're not. You know, it's and it's not just you. So many people. That's why skin cancer cases have jumped. What's the percentage? I mean, it's hundreds of percents of a percentage in the last 10, 20, 30 years. Because people just don't, you know, the sun is stronger. The UV filtration that we have from the planet has broken down. It's not as strong as it used to be. It doesn't give as much of a barrier. And we're outside all the time. And any type of, you know, reflected light coming through the windows, it's everywhere. So you have to stay on top of it. Because look at what your sister's going through. That's horrible.
All right. I think I'll take that number. I'll take that advice under advisement, as it were. 41 past the hour. Food news. We were talking about the moon this week. Apparently, Taco Bell has been giving away tacos in celebration of the perfect taco moon. So now we have another name for the moon. It's the taco moon in this phase. So apparently this is a galactic moment for them. Taco Bell they should be sponsoring debris. Monday nights, 10 o'clock, NBC. Right? Taco Bell would be great if they're into this thing. The crunchy taco. Had some of those around. Do you girls eat tacos? You like tacos?
I do. I love tacos.
What kind of bean tacos?
I do chicken or fish. Yeah. I've never done turkey, actually. I don't know that I would like that, but I don't like turkey chili, so who knows?
Yeah, ground turkey with it, so good.
All right. Let's see. Here's the story from Faribault Foods. They have a black bean recall. Who would have thought that there ever would be a black bean recall? Two organic brands of canned beans. Okay, so let's see here. The voluntary recall has extended to products 14 lots of S&W organic black beans, as well as a lot of organic brand black beans and O organic brand chili beans. California, Arkansas, Colorado, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Washington. They're in Costco. So how many people, are you bean fans, either of the two of you?
Big bean fans in this family.
Really?
Yeah, our household's full of beans.
Yeah. There you go. Well, you don't want to eat these because the cans are loaded with botulism. How does that happen?
I was going to ask that same thing.
They don't cook. They now cook all this stuff in the can. They used to cook it outside the can and then put it in the can and seal it. Now they save, so they have to cook it out of the can. They put the stuff in the can and they cook it in the can. So if the can's not clean, hello, ding, 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 you're going to get botulism, which is wonderful for your body's nervous system. You can't breathe. Your muscles are paralyzed, and lots of people die from botulism. So foodborne.
So is this the reason that you don't buy a dented can?
Yep.
I
don't buy cans of anything, but yeah. Yeah, I don't, I think that's...
Because if it's dented, then there's a chance that the seal was broken? I never understood that.
Could be a little pinhole in it. Yep.
Wow.
Well, instead of throwing them away, or giving them to the, not the food bank, but giving them to the guy, like we go around to the grocery stores and pick up all the food to feed to the goats and to the ducks and the chickens and stuff. And, you know, we get cans of stuff all the time of things that the kids open and eat themselves instead of, you know, feeding them to the animals. America's biggest meat company, Tyson, debuting a vegan burger. This is, we're into the boom on plant-based meat. I have a friend, a guy that keeps his trucks, food trucks on my farm. And we had our opening event this past weekend, and he was telling me how much he's now into, because he says, what can I get you? I said, nothing. You got anything I'm going to eat? So he's now got these new, the beef made from pea protein. I don't know how that works. I don't know what it tastes like. I didn't have one of them this weekend. Anyway, Jimmy Dean Sausage, which is owned by Smithfield, which is owned by the Chinese, unveiled a lineup of 100% vegan meat products, fresh patties, ground beef, fake bratwurst, fake Italian sausage. They're betting on people needing protein and wanting to eat something that's like meat, except it's not meat. This is a big, I think, Victoria, you've been a pretty strong anti-advocate for this kind of beef because it's full of soy, right?
Yeah, meat. And they say, oh, it's all plant-based. Okay, well, a soybean is a plant, so you have to look into that, number one, because too much soy is just really, really bad for you. And if you're feeding your kids this stuff, this too much soy messes with your hormones. It makes your body produce more estrogen. So a lot of young boys with vegan moms who are buying them all this vegan stuff, you're putting a whole lot of estrogen into your son, and you're putting too much estrogen into your young daughter if you're feeding your young kids. And, we know how powerful hormones are. So there's a lot of stuff you have to know, plus the sodium content and all the other just processed crap in all this stuff. Ugh.
The Chinese government is buying into Tyson. They own Smithfield. They own now, I think it's 32% of Tyson Foods.
I'm surprised they're going down this road, but I guess, it's kind of really popular right now, so it does make sense.
Well, they read the American market, and so their stock price is up about a third of what it was before they announced their plant-based ground meat made with plant proteins. 75% less saturated fat, 249 things of protein. What is it? Grams of protein. That's what it is. But it says they're soy-free.
It makes sure it says soy free. That is important. But it's soy free. A lot of it ends up coming from peas, green peas, and pea protein isn't really, that's not that great either. It's not as bad as soy, but I don't know. Do you really look? I don't eat meat. So do I want to eat a fake sausage? No. If you want a sausage, just eat the real thing.
Right.
I don't crave the flavor of a sausage. If I did, then I should probably just eat meat again.
There you go.
Rather than a bunch of chemicals disguised as meat.
Here's Jasmine Ginyard with some ideas to help you embrace the warmer weather, the clean plant-based eating habits that people are getting into just in time for grilling season.
Chef Yumna Jawad, the feel-good foodie, is sharing tips for plant-based summer meals that are good for you and good to eat.
My number one tip for all cooking is to keep meals easy to prepare and the ingredients simple and fresh. Eating more plant-based protein is also important to me for my family. Lightlife makes it easy because they have more than 20 clean and delicious plant-based protein options to choose from. I love to use their plant-based meatballs to make summer meals like grilled kebabs.
You've probably heard of tofu, but do you know about tempeh?
Tempeh is like tofu's cooler cousin. Tempeh is savory, nutty, and can easily take on any flavor of whatever you're cooking. Lightlife has 5 tempeh flavors to choose from, including smoky bacon and buffalo, which are great on a salad or something like a Buddha bowl.
Find more recipes and inspiration at lightlife.com. And now you're in the know.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments time. We're going to find out what did well at the box office over the weekend. Maybe some surprises, some sneaky things going on at your theater so that you can have something to go and enjoy on a hot summer day in the theater. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that. We'll get to Chuck right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No confusion here. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on the DJB program with a theme from The Shining, which was anything but a shiner. All right, so why are we playing this, Chucker?
Because this day in movie history, Doug, The Shining premiered in U.S. theaters, was not a big hit initially upon its release. I think it had a budget of $20 million, did like 40-something million domestically. But over time, this has become one of the most followed movies with a pretty sizable following, I think, of all time. It was released in 1980, starred Jack Nicholson in one of his signature roles. Originally, they were looking at actors like Robert De Niro, Robin Williams, and Harrison Ford to play the title character, Jack Torrance, but Stanley Kubrick did want Nicholson in the, what's his name? The writer who wrote the Shining.
Got me. I don't know that much.
Stephen King. Yeah.
It's a King.
Stephen King. He agreed on that casting, so they went with that. But it's interesting. I did not see this movie upon its original release, but I did a revival of it about 4 or 5 years ago on the big screen, and I was stunned to realize how amazing a cinematic experience The Shining was on a movie theater screen, and that is really the way this movie needs to be seen. But
it
was released.
Come on.
Well, this one really made a major difference for me. Just a major, major difference.
What'd you get for box office totals this weekend? Any surprises?
No, nothing was released new, so came in number one again, 4.2, 15.8 million in 2 weeks of release. Wrath of Man, 2.9, 18.8. That's really the only thing to talk about. The other box office news to talk about is Fast and the Furious 9, which doesn't come out here domestically until late June, was released overseas. It's already made $162 million, $59 million weekend in China. So I got to ask you a question. Does that mean people in China are not scared of corona at all and just going to movies as normal? I would have to think so.
They probably don't even know.
That's a huge weekend.
They don't even know much about corona. There have been reports that 3 to 4 million people died in China. But you can't prove that, so this...
Yeah, but I'm saying for a movie to do $60 million in an opening weekend...
They love American...
Things have to be normal.
They love the action flicks.
I know they do.
That's why they've invested in some of them here. I won't go to see them if there's Chinese money.
I just want to point out what I did this weekend.
That's every movie now.
I did an outdoor screening of Dirty Dancing, my theater at the local park around the corner called Dansbury Park in East Stroudsburg. It was a lot of fun. People enjoyed it. We had about 100 people. We're doing Jurassic Park next month. Yeah, hopefully you get 200-300 for that. And last night on A&E, well, I taped it. They're doing biographies on wrestlers. They did a biography on Roddy Piper, who was my all-time favorite wrestler. It was 2 hours, and they showed his life, warts and all. I got to tell you, it was really an interesting watch of people who like wrestling and grew up on Roddy Piper. That was well worth watching. A really interesting person, and I had no idea how vilified in real life he was for playing the character. You know, he's a massive heel. He was really, beside Hulk Hogan, the reason the WWE became so mega successful in the 80s when he merged MTV and Cyndi Lauper and all that stuff. But when you watch his stuff, it's pretty fascinating. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Pearl Harbor, Kate Beckinsale has done some interviews around the 20th anniversary of Pearl Harbor coming out. She and Ben Affleck, Josh Hartnett, remember, and Jennifer Garner.
That was a Michael Bay movie.
It.
Yeah, it got hit hard by critics. I got to be honest, I enjoyed it.
It was a good movie. Yeah. Upon reflection, she didn't understand why Michael Bay hired her because she wasn't blonde and she didn't have big boobs. That was interesting. But she has had a great career since then, that's for sure. All right, Chucker, good to have you here on the Monday DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.